The shortage of affordable housing in Ontario and an aging population has increased the interest in tiny homes in recent years. Will the interest and the concept result in a tiny home development in Elliott Lake? On March 27, 2023, City Council considered a written staff report recommending that council direct staff to work with Tiny Town Association to bring forth a proposal for a tiny town development in the city of Elliott Lake. Reporting to council that evening, Manager of Economic Development, Steve Antunes, said, staff were contacted by the team at Tiny Town Association earlier on this year. They're a federally incorporated, not-for-profit. They've been working to get the product launched in municipalities throughout the province. This is the first, as I can recall, that was a true not-for-profit that has come forth. So essentially, their design is to create a community, as opposed to developing a road, putting in a bunch of tiny homes and then selling them off or having a different type of program. Antunes added, but really, this is just to get council's feel for wanting to work with a group like TTA. Councillor Luke Morissette inquired if TTA has approached any other communities around the North Shore for this type of project? At the time of the meeting, March 27, Antunes advised the council, the closest he was aware of was Sudbury. And that would be a different type of tiny homes development. Antunes also commented that CMHC is supporting construction projects aggressively in Ontario, which speeds up the process a bit more. And that is something that was discussed as part of their design. Councillor Norman Mann said, I don't see why we wouldn't continue talking to this group. I think one thing that this council is particularly looking for is something tangible that is coming forward to say, we can do this. And this seems to be the type of opportunity where a lot of the risk is held on the proponent, which is what we've understood to be the case in these types of builds. So that's reassuring to hear. We've been told we need more housing. And here's someone coming forward to say, what do you think? I think we should think, Mann said. Describing it as an interesting opportunity, Acting Mayor Andrew Wannan said, I think definitely we can look into it. Wannan also wondered, how are these going to hold out to our winters and those kind of things, especially being brand new, but at least we can get into discussions. The vote was called and all were in favor, that council direct staff to work with Tiny Town Association to bring forth a proposal. Status. January 2024. In early January, Elliott Lake Today reached out to Tiny Town and the city, to find out how the project was going. We spoke to Ed Peterson of Tiny Town Association in a Zoom call on January 4, and Antunes and Interim Sao Rob Di Bortoli at City Hall yesterday. Peterson told ELT, we're still working to build our first community. Right now, Elliott Lake is the top of the list. I'm really pushing to try and have us build there next year. He added that TTA is looking for a local architect to take the concept pictures into actual buildable communities, so we will have a concrete plan we can submit to the city and hopefully get council approval for that. The tiny homes concept for Elliott Lake is here. Peterson described the project as suitable for one- or two-person households, right-sizing seniors, accommodation, in a way that we can actually help larger home demographics. He sees a senior's move to a tiny home as having another benefit, often freeing up a home with three or four bedrooms, for a family. Tiny Town has a micro-community focus. The Elliott Lake concept includes a central community building. So, the main floor is planned to be a commercial kitchen, dining area, lounge and public washroom, when you're there. Second floor is planned to be offices. And the thought is, if people need co-working space, those offices can be used for that. He added, I'm hoping that I'll be able to encourage some traveling professionals to come into the community every now and again. Peterson mentioned various possible uses, a seminar, a medical checkup, a flu shot clinic, and other possible uses. The layout of the homes includes a parking space at each home because, people are saying, oh, we're seniors, we don't want to hike in with our groceries. Rent, rent to own, or ownership. Peterson told ELT, our target is offering three types of ownership, if you will. One is rental. The second is a rent-to-own stream, and then the third is affordable to own. TTA's website projects the costs to be $800 monthly for rental, and $1,224 for rent-to-own. The price to purchase has not been finalized. Ownership is expected to be in a cooperative. When you choose to leave the cooperative, then the cooperative will buy back your unit at the cost that you paid, plus inflation, he said. The cooperative is planned to be a national cooperative. So, it won't be just an Elliott Lake cooperative, Peterson added. Project financing. ELT asked about project financing. Peterson. I've talked to the CMHC representative that covers the area Elliott Lake is in, and they showed interest in it. So far, my experience has been that they will put money into a proven thing, but they don't put money into an early concept, which is what I still am. Until I can point to this community here and this community over here, it's not going to be something I feel they're going to put money into. During the Zoom call, Peterson told ELT, tonight I'm presenting to the Economic Development Council of Huron Shores. So there's lots of interest in Northern Ontario. Which is great, because I would love to be able to do multiple developments because then we can look at really setting up a factory, which is the plan, and being able to build from a central location and then deliver to the communities. ELT met with Steve Antunes and interim SAO Rob DiBortoli at City Hall yesterday. Their understanding is, the council continues to be interested in seeing a proposal. At this time, the property that's potentially of interest to Tiny Town remains available.